All right, we've got Bob McLean, former WTMA DJ and program director, right, Bob?
That is correct, John. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Now, when were you at WTMA?
Well, let's see. I came there initially in August of 1977 and was hired to be the program director and do the morning show. And at the time, John Trenton was the general manager. John and I, we went way back. We'd worked together back in the mid-1960s at WAIR in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. John and I had been jocks there together. I kind of went gallivanting across the country, and John had ended up at TMA as program director and then had risen through the ranks and became general manager. And a couple of months before I was actually hired, John had called me, and he was looking for somebody to fill the role of being program director and doing the morning show. And so I gave him a couple of names of people that I knew that I thought, you know, would be suitable candidates. And he called me back a month or so later and said, you know, look, these guys are all okay, but they're not exactly what I'm looking for. What would you think about coming down here and doing it yourself? And I said, well, you know, John, nothing personal, but at the time I was working at WIBG in Philadelphia, which was the number four market in the country. And Charleston, obviously, is, you know, it's a beautiful place, and I love the low country. But it was in Philadelphia, and obviously I didn't think they could pay me anywhere near what I was making in Philly. And he surprised me by matching what I was making in Philadelphia to get me to come to Charleston. And I was never happier that I did after I got there and just fell in love with it.
Do you remember how much that was at the time?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. It was $35,000 a year.
Hey, that was real money back in the late 70s.
It was actually some fairly serious money.
And what was the station like when you got here?
It was in pretty good shape, but that was at a point in radio's history where AM radio, at least as far as music formats is concerned, was really being threatened by FM. There were a lot of FM stations that were in the process at that time, mid to late 70s, of adopting music formats in all kinds of contemporary forms, top 40, album-oriented rock, those sorts of things. And so we implemented a heavily what we call day-parted kind of structure, both to the music and to the presentation. And I bought a new jingle package. In fact, I put on a music radio jingle package. And I brought back the mighty TMA logo as a positioning statement because I knew that they had used a couple of them in the past. They used the Tiger Radio positioning statement, and then they'd also use the mighty TMA. And so I decided to bring back the mighty TMA part. Then there was another guy that I had known also from North Carolina who also had worked with John Trenton and myself in Winston-Salem, and that was Bob Nash. And he had been at TMA and then had left, and so I thought it'd be a good idea to bring him back to do afternoons.
Now, how long were you at WTMA?
I was there actually from August of 77 until, I guess, probably October of the next year. And then another guy that I'd worked with in North Carolina, hired me to go to Houston, to KULF, and do mornings for them. And got down there and was thoroughly disenchanted with Houston. I was only there, I guess, about 3 months and didn't like it. And in the meantime, I'd been doing some part-time work for Channel 4 television, for WCIV, doing weekend sports. And after I'd been in Houston, I guess, a couple of months, the fellow who was the general manager at Channel 4 tracked me down in Houston and called me and said, look, the guy that we had doing sports during the week has left. Would you be interested in coming back to Charleston and doing TV full time? And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I would, because I love the area so much. So in December of 79, came back to Charleston and went to work at Channel 4 as their Monday through Friday sportscaster.
And how long did that last?
I was there until August of the next year, August of 1980. And then I was hired by the CBS station in Dallas to do weekend sports for them.
Wow.
Yeah, quite a jump. Charleston, I think, was the 124th television market, and Dallas, I believe, was 10th. So it was a fairly significant leap. Probably the longest lasting memory that I have of TMS, of course, because of where they were located, and they were in the house at that time, not downtown, was coming to work to do the morning show and the smell of the marsh.
Pluff mud.
Yes, it was very distinctive, and it certainly lingered in my memory. But that whole area, you know, is so unique and so beautiful that it just kind of went along with it.
WTMA was a big station in the 60s and late 50s and into the 70s.
Absolutely.
Now, was the station still one of the top rated stations in Charleston during the late 70s when you were there?
It had been, and then it had started to slip. And I guess that's what prompted John Trenton to make the change to bring me in. And fortunately, the changes that we implemented musically and in terms of positioning the station with the image as the Mighty TMA and reviving that, all of those things that we implemented worked, because at that time, in the spring rating period of the next year, I remember looking at all of the AM top 40 or CHR stations all across the country, and there were very, very few that actually showed ratings gains, and WTMA was one of the few that did.
Did you do anything special? Do you remember any interesting promotions or contests you did?
Well, the biggest thing that we did was we did a contest called Free Money, and it was based on a very simple concept that two of the most powerful words in the English language are free and money. And when you combine them together, you got a pretty potent combination. So we did a pretty big money giveaway. I think we gave away $10,000 total over a 60-day period. And we did it in a lot of different ways. We did it tied in with bumper stickers and with call-in giveaways and a lot of different there were a lot of different aspects to the contest, but it was very successful for us.
What's your best memory of WTMA besides the Pluff Mud?
I guess just the fact that I've always been a golfer and love to play golf, and of course Charleston's a great area to be in for that. And the station, you know, was so well thought of in the community that when I came in, the fact that I was part of TMA just kind of gave you immediate acceptance. And we bought a home out in West Ashley and loved it, loved living there. And it was just a really, really nice place to be. And I guess probably one of the things that I appreciated most about it was coming from, you know, the hustle and bustle and the industrial grime of Philadelphia to a place as beautiful as Charleston was night and day.